What do you call bread and loaf that's made out of white flour? Just the kind of bread that you buy in the store.
Loaf bread.
Would you call it anything different if it was made at home?
I don't think so.
Okay. What do you call a round thing about that big around? It's got a hole in the middle and it's...
Donut.
What do you call round flat cakes that you make with white flour and cook on a grease skillet?
Well, that was it, the hoe cakes.
Okay.
They can be out of flour or either cornmeal.
And, let's see, what do you call round flat cakes that you eat with syrup, pile up and eat with butter and syrup?
Pancakes.
Do you ever call them anything besides pancakes?
No, some people call them flapjacks, but I don't, pancakes.
Okay. What do you call meat from the side of a hog that's salted but not smoked?
White meat.
What if it has streaks of lean in it? You still call it white meat?
Mm-hmm.
What do you call pressed meatloaf that's made from hog jowl and hog's head and things like that?
Hog head cheese.
Have you heard that called?
No, I have heard other people call it pressed meat.
And is pressed meat the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What do you call the hard thing in the middle of a cherry?
Seed.
And what about the same thing if it's in a peach?
Peach seed.
What do you call a peach whose meat sticks to the seed?
One that sticks to the seed, that's not a freestone, I don't know. It's
no.
One though, I don't know, it must be a hard peach, a hard pressed peach or something.
Okay. And a freestone is the other one
that
comes apart?
Mm-hmm.
What are some beans that don't have to be shelled?
String beans.
And what are some beans that do have to be shelled?
Butter beans. Buttered peas.
Now, what are butter peas?
They look like a butter bean. I never had planted any of them until this last year. And they really have beans on them, more than butter beans does. They are little. They look like a butter bean, and they kind of look like a pea, only they're larger than a pea, and they taste like butter beans.
They sound good.
Well, they are.
That's interesting. I've never heard of butter peas before.
I hadn't either until this man across the street, Mr. Hogan, he was shelling some, and I went up there and looked at them, and he told me you could buy them at the market.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you raise a lot of your own vegetables?
Yes, we do.
What else do you raise besides the
butter peas? Well, he has chickens, and they, chickens and eggs, and we have cats. Yes, we have cats.
How many cats do you have, Pam?
About four.
Good
four.
Gracious.
And one of mine ran away.
Do they all belong to the same cat family? Are they brothers
yes,
and sisters?
They do.
There's four were, except that little cat that Daddy brought home. It.
That looks like a monkey, doesn't it? Part monkey.
What do you call the tops of turnips or beets that people can eat?
The tops of turnips and beets? Well, some people call it, I call it turnip greens.
Okay.
But my mother-in-law used to call it turnip salad, and that was the funniest thing I ever seen. I keep watching for her to make some flour out of turnip greens, and I never did see that happen when I was first married, because we always just called them turnip greens.
Uh-huh. That's interesting. Well, now, let's see, she was from Commerce, didn't
Commerce,
you say?
Commerce, uh-huh. And she always said turnip salad.
Uh-huh. Hello, kitty cat. It's a pretty cat.